That was made out of paper?
No, it was cloth.
Uh-huh. How'd you get your sugar in the early days?
We used to buy the sugar for the 100 pounds in cloth bags.
Just one, or were there two of them?
No, there's just one.
Huh.
We used to get a 100-pound bag, all in one bag.
Uh-huh.
Then they got to put in two, and then they got to put in 10 of them bags in that 100-pound, you know, 10-pound bags.
Huh.
We used to get it, just a 100-pound bag, and it was all in one bag.
Cost more when you got it in the 10-pound bag.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it cost more. Yeah, we used to buy it. I bought 100 pounds of sugar for less than $5, four something.
Oh boy.
It's about as cheap as I remember buying 100 pounds.
Now this cloth on the outside, was that coarse grained or fine grained?
No, it was pretty fine.
Like sugar sack?
Yeah, had to be something like a sugar sack to hold that sugar.
What do you call these coarse ones that you'll get around, well, with cottonseed or?
Well, we call them toe sacks.
That's the brown one?
Yeah, that's the brown one. That's a burlap.
Uh-huh.
That's the name it's moved by most. Now, we used to call that toe sack. I don't know what, where that term comes from. Don't know what it meant.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe the material was called toe or something.
Yeah, something like that. It was made out of I don't know what it's made out of. Some kind of grass, though, I think.
Jute, I think.
Jute, something that I found.
I was interested in sugar in parts of Oklahoma. People used to get their 100-pound sack of sugar in another sack, and they'd have a toe sack on the outside.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's where we always got it.
Toe sack over your
That protected your bag so it wouldn't tear in on shipping or something like that and spill the sugar. It was a very small hole in that bag with weight of sack of sugar before you think about it.
Uh-huh.
They put those burlap sacks around that in order to protect the sack shipping.
If you had corn, let's say enough corn to fill a wagon, and you were going to take it someplace, what would you call this amount of corn that you had in the wagon? Say, you take a what?
Load of corn.
Load of corn?
Yeah.
Is that ever called a turn of corn?
Well, they call it a turn when you used to go to the mill. Maybe have a bushel in a sack, have it ground. They call that a turn.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where that turn comes from.
That was one bushel would be a turn?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Uh-huh. What if you only had half of this? Did you call that anything?
No, just a turn, I reckon. That's all I've heard it called.
What if you had only a little bit of something? You say you just got a...
I don't know.
Jag, is that an old
Yeah, jag was used considerably for a small
That's all right, I can
for a small I load or something like that. Say jag of corn.
Uh-huh.
Never didn't have a big load.
Uh-huh.
Piece of load. Jag of corn. That was a pretty common term.
If you dumped something in a bottle, what did you plug the hole with?
Cork.
Cork?
Uh-huh.
Well, what if you bought bleach or something? I had a rubber plug.
I don't know.
If you wanted to fill a bottle, what would you put in the top of it so you can pour down the hole?
Never use a funnel for that. A small funnel.
I'm going to have to get one of those because I pour gas and I pour paint thinner. It just goes all over.
Yeah. Oh, they're the handiest little thing a fellow ever had if you've got to do anything like that at all.
Mm-hmm.
You need them.
You just can't get along without one. And I think you need a little one and a big one.
Yeah, you do.